Burt Show.
Early Burt Show listeners, if you are listening live to the show right now, it's Friday. You're kind of dragging into work. You just need a little bit of a jump start. We got you. We got you with bunnies later on.
The bunnies are what's going to wake you up. We're going to do bunny cam today for Good Friday. I am so excited that we are going to have 8 sweet little bunnies in studio. They're from the Georgia House Rabbit Society, which is a bunny rescue. They are coming to our rescue again to supply bunnies for Good Friday. And so, yes, later on, we will, at 7 a.m., have on our Facebook page, the Burt Show Facebook page, we're going to have a live camera on the bunnies for the duration of the show. And, Georgia House Rabbit Society very much put their foot down and said, no snakes allowed. your idea got squashed, Bert.
Man, are they a bunch of prudes over there? Yeah, that would have been great radio.
A buzzkill for the bunny kill.
But, we all could have bet on which bunny is going to survive.
No.
That would be fun.
We'll get hits. Yeah. You want hits? All right, that's the way to go. So a question for you guys. As a Jewish guy that identifies as a Christian person but doesn't have the education, is Good Friday the end of Lent?
Ask the man who's married to the preacher.
I don't know.
Are you serious?
Sure.
Is anybody
know? I don't know.
I've been very Christian for a while. I never did Lent. Lent is more of a Catholic thing.
Yeah. Okay. Look at me. I never did Lent either.
Lent ended yesterday.
Oh, okay. All right, party on.
Love this for you guys.
That's why it's Good Friday. Yeah, it's over.
You enjoy your meat today.
Right, and your beer and whatever else, right? All right, Tommy, so today it is the youth group that is in the hot seat.
Yep, and we got to do this quick because I got a softball game to get to. They're starting shortstop for Bucky's.
Tommy is legitimately dressed in his Bucky's jersey today. His hat.
There's more.
T-shirt.
And he's got his Bucky's T-shirt underneath his jersey. But if you were playing for the Bucky's team, no insult, but you wouldn't be playing shortstop.
I'd take off my pants.
He'd be designated hitter.
I'd be the catcher.
Yeah, and he'd have somebody run for him.
No, I wouldn't be the catcher. That means I'd have to bend down and have to stand up. All right, let's get to it.
All right, so this is Plead the Fifth. We do this on Fridays normally with the hosts of the show where you guys send us we send each other really uncomfortable questions to answer, and we don't get to see them beforehand. And a bunch of you guys were like, hey, that's really fun listening to you guys squirm, but how about the youth group? It's their turn. So you sent in a whole bunch of questions for the youth group, some uncomfortable questions.
Yeah, no, it wasn't even them. There's so many questions that have come in about the youth group that have been asked for us. And so I'm like, let's give them a fair chance to be able to respond to some questions. Listeners, you all have submitted these questions for the Burt Show youth group. And to explain, Rebecca, what constitutes the Burt Show youth group?
So the Burt Show youth group is made up of me, Mikey, Amber, Abby, who is too important for this right now. She gets her own plead the fifth, and Jackson.
I think I just get a couple of weeks off considering the hell I went through last week.
You brought that on yourself. I don't want to hear it, man. But she is, Abby's kind of a tweener.
Yes.
She's part of the youth group and she's part of the hosting team also. So these are the producers that you don't hear every single break, but they have everything to do with the success of the show.
Yeah, and each member of the youth group will receive one question each. Rebecca, you are up first because you're at the mic.
No.
And, just to clarify, you all still get a plead the fifth, okay? But if you use the plead the fifth, that means everybody else has to answer their questions.
All right, Rebecca, you're up first.
Oh, you got to be selfish.
That's awful.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. I was focusing on our cherry Coke hat. What did you just say?
Because it's plead the fifth.
Yeah.
And we got 5 youth group members that are participating. So it wouldn't be fair to take away the plead the fifth.
Right.
So if Rebecca gets a question she doesn't like, she can plead the fifth. But everybody else has to answer their question.
That's cruel.
Hey, Kristen, make it worse.
Huh? All right, I was talking about softball, so this is perfect because you play for both teams. You're the only, and this is what the listener says. Since you're bi, you're the only person I want to ask this because you can include everyone. Have you ever had a naughty dream about a coworker?
I plead the fifth. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
No, I'll answer. Okay, You know what? I'll give a good answer too, because not only have I've had a PG-13 naughty dream about both genders on the Burt Show. Oh, so I have like two. Okay. The man's not here anymore. Shout out, Romeo.
Okay.
Wow. I could have gone my whole life without that information.
You know who's going to be running back here on Monday.
Yeah, that's my answer. PG-13, okay. PG-13, don't worry about it.
I think there's more pressure on you as a bisexual person going out in the weekend because, as I've said before, any club or bar, anybody is eligible to date. Whereas if you're straight, you got 50%. You could walk away from that night going, well, you know what? There just weren't a lot of guys there. You have an extraordinary pressure. It's just like, ooh, this is depressing. Nobody.
Having a bigger pool is not advantageous. It's just sad. Nobody wants a bisexual girl. Nobody wants us. It's sad.
But are we not going to hear the Burt Show lady that you had a dream about?
I could tell you on bonus.
Have to give that information up.
Yeah.
But now we want to know.
She said she'll give it up on bonus.
Okay.
Because she still works here, and I don't know if I could look her in the eye.
Oh, really?
Oh, even better.
Okay.
Does it count?
All right. So you're going to plead the 2.5 on that.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Katie, you're up next. And I will preface this by saying you have to give an answer, a real answer to this.
No, she's...
I can also plead the 5th.
Yep.
Katie. Since babysitting Jimmy, Kristen spawned. What is one thing that Kristen and or Bart do as a parent that you do not agree with?
Whoa.
That's a great question.
I love this question.
Whatever listener sent that in, that is brilliant.
Yeah, you get good radio, friend.
I'll never forget it. It was summer of last year. There's nothing that I'm like, I wouldn't do the same. No. Because I think that what Bart and Kristen do, I think y'all are great parents. But there was one thing that was a little off-putting.
But.
It was one simple thing. It was one day I was putting Jimmy down for his nap after he had just came back from school and he had a time. You could tell he had a time, a blast. And so I was like, you know what? Maybe he'll be more comfortable if I take off his outside pants, right? So he can sleep comfortable for nap time.
Mm-hmm.
And not be in his outside clothes. And however, Bart came back home before Jimmy woke up from his nap. So I go on home and I get a text from Bart. It's like, hey, did you take off Jimmy's pants? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, we typically leave the pants on. And I'm like, is he leaving his outside clothes on? I mean, I guess.
The most part thing.
But what's funny, yesterday he took a nap. I took the pants off.
Okay.
I'm like, nobody wants to take a nap in jeans.
Exactly. That's what I thought. All right.
All right. Jackson is out today. He's working from home, so he's going to be on the phone. All right. Jackson, you are up next.
Still have that plead the 5th available, sir.
I do know that. I've been taking notes.
I mean, you got one question. You really shouldn't plead the 5th.
What was the whole joke when Jackson got hired by him sitting in Abby's seat? He was sitting in Abby's seat.
No, the joke itself was that Jackson got hired. when he first started on the show.
No, he didn't first start. He came in, he was a Burt Show listener, submitted a video about AAPI month, and it was fantastic. So we brought him on to talk about his Asian heritage and his family and stuff like that. And Abby, for whatever reason, thought that us interviewing a Burt Show listener at the time, Jackson, we were actually like doing an air check to see if he would be good on the air. It was going to take her job.
I thought I was getting replaced.
Right in front of her, which would be the worst radio move ever.
Which leads perfectly into this listener's question. Jackson, why do you think you could do a better job than Abby as a co-host?
Get me out of this.
They are bringing the hate.
Oh, boy.
All right. So you and I are sitting in the back office, and I come to you and I say, I might have to make a change. Why do you think that you should be the one, without me even interviewing anybody on the outside, why should it be you to be sitting in that seat?
You know, I think that I can give you the good answer here is that I bring a bit more diversity to the table than Abby does.
So it's my fear all along.
which I think, you know, has its valid points, but I truly don't think that that's enough to, like, you know, have me be someone that's over Abby. I think Abby and I work better as, like, a duo and a team rather than me trying to stomp all over her. But I do really think that the diversity there is my answer.
Diversity.
We found a loophole.
We did.
Diversity.
They're going to come after you for that lame answer.
We don't have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah. Apparently, that's not Touché. Important anymore.
Now I get it.
Yeah.
Get
it.
Thank you. All right. Amber, come up to the mic.
Hi, Amber. The dread.
Amber, out of everyone that works on The Burt Show, who do you think is the fakest? Ooh. And why?
Damn.
Oh, my God.
Everyone on The Burt Show?
Everyone on The Burt Show. Who's the fakest and why?
That's going to be kind of hard because I started off as a P1. And even then, I never thought anybody was fake. Well, they had to be currently working here?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, if she doesn't think anybody's fake, why is she going to, like, make up a...
You got the plea?
They don't have to be fake. They just have to be the fakest.
Oh, all right.
I mean, I got the fake teeth and the fake nose. Just pick me.
All right, thanks, Abby. Because I honestly don't think anyone here is fake. After working here, after being a P1, I realize everyone here is genuinely what you hear. So I can't even pretend.
You do have a unique perspective, mm-hmm. having been a P1 and then joining the show. So, like, everybody that you've heard on the air, you're like, no, like, what you are on the air is who you are behind the scenes.
Literally.
You didn't live up to your expectations. Hey.
Who are you most disappointed in and why?
I thought Bert would be taller.
I'm still disappointed by that. All right, Mikey. Here it is.
Bringing up the rear.
All right. Man.
Oh, boy. I've been waiting for this.
Your plead the fifth, or you can be a man.
And, Mikey, correct me if I'm not wrong. You and Jackson are like neighbors now, right?
We're neighbors.
Together. You guys hang out. You're buddies.
Well, he was lamenting, like, they're neighbors because Jackson was like, yeah, I moved to Midtown. We'll hang out. But then Mikey told us that Jackson doesn't want
to
hang out.
Yeah, he keeps on dodging me. I forced him to go to Cyprus the other day, though.
Well, he may not want to hang out with him based on his answer to this question. Mikey, rank Jackson's girlfriend on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's an easy one. She's a straight 9. Okay. I wish you'd give me a hard one.
Wait, you wish she did what?
No.
I wish you gave me a hard question.
You know what I meant.
I heard you didn't hear nothing, you dumbass.
I wish you gave me a hard one.
It almost sounds like you have thought about that. Like, that was an easy answer. It was ready to go.
She's a 9.
Okay.
You appreciate a good-looking woman when you see him.
Yeah, what kind of trap was that?
All right, ready? You want to make it interesting? If you want a hard one?
Yeah, hit me.
All right, ready? You want a hard one?
Yeah.
All the women on The Burt Show, rate our looks 1 to 10.
Damn. I hate these questions that are meant to hurt us.
And Mikey, you can use negatives.
I mean, everyone's pretty hot around here. That's the problem.
Right. All right.
Let me go. Rebecca, 8. Katie, 7.5. Amber, 7. Abby, 7. Who else do we got? Kristen,
yeah.
9. Cassie, 8. How's that?
Hey, all right. I'll take it.
Can't shake it.
Okay.
It's unshakable. The Burt Show. Thank God we have one good Catholic on staff.
In the building this morning.
Yes. Because earlier I asked, as a guy that is Jewish by blood but identifies more as Christian, that's how I was kind of raised. It's a long story. I didn't know when Lent was up, and I know that my son, who is deeply Catholic, has been struggling without eating crumble for the last 30 days.
That was what he gave up for Lent, was crumble cookies?
Man, this kid and his crumble dude.
He really loves Jesus, doesn't he?
He really loves Jesus, except he found what's this Sunday loophole? Isn't there a Sunday loop? Like, you can break Lent on Sundays if you want? Lent is
40 days, not counting Sundays.
Oh.
So some Catholics get around it by saying, well, since they don't count Sundays, I can break my fasting of whatever I'm giving up for Lent during those Sundays.
Has it always been like that, or is this part of the wussification generation?
No, it's been that way. I mean, I'm 53, and I remember that for as long as I can remember.
What did you give up for this past Lent?
Sodas. I haven't had a soda since Easter, except for once. I don't know what happened. I ordered a McDonald's number one meal and didn't even think about it.
You don't know what happened. Yeah, you do. You wanted that soda. You ordered it.
And Lent is, look, you know, Jesus made a sacrifice. He's made a couple of sacrifices for you so you could at least take your Diet Coke or at least your Crumble for 1 month and you could say, hey, thanks a lot, Jesus. You're cool.
Right.
All right. So I asked a question earlier. Is Lent over now that it's Easter or today is Good Friday? And Tommy, our show director, who is married to a pastor, he couldn't even answer it. And then Chad came in running in going, you guys got it all wrong.
Well, because I Googled it and Lent did end yesterday. And so then we were joking about like, all right, you go ahead and eat your meat today because, you know, Lent is over. But that was very much incorrect.
Yeah, today is the day the ultimate sacrifice was paid. So you should ultimately sacrifice today. Most Catholics believe not to eat anything today.
So you fast completely.
Completely. Or if you do eat one meal, it needs to be something light and definitely, definitely not red meat. I'm from a family that's so old school Catholic that my grandmother came outside one time when we were like 6 or 7 and we were digging with sticks in the dirt and she went bananas. You're not even supposed to dig in the dirt because if you dig in the dirt on Good Friday, the dirt will bleed.
Oh, wow.
I'm from a Catholic family that still went to Catholic Mass in Latin in the 70s. So.
All right. Okay, so hardcore Catholics are going to be fasting today. It's going to be a lot of cranky people today.
a lot of angry people running around.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
First, there was the Treaty of Versailles. Then there was the Treaty of Paris. And now there is the Treaty of Twitter. And this all has to do with a beef going down between Wendy's and Katy Perry. So if you missed us talking about this earlier this week, or if you somehow missed the news and were living under a rock, 6 women, including Katy Perry and Gail King and Lauren Sanchez, who is Jeff Bezos' fiance, they shot up into space for a whole 11 minutes, and Katy Perry got to look at herself in the camera in another universe. And a lot of people just felt like it was very out of touch, considering where the state of the economy is going, where people are struggling just to purchase eggs. And this was like a $28 million frivolous trip to space. That is what the general consensus was. And also, they were shoving some feminism stuff down our throat. It wasn't really, really great. So Wendy's, being the snarky Twitter account that they are, because apparently Wendy's really loves to get in little Twitter arguments, mm-hmm. as a way to get, you know, some PR like this.
They love good beef.
They do love good beef.
Oh, right. I see what all you right. did. Okay. She wants to leave now. Yeah. She's like, I'm out.
Yeah, you don't want beef for Wendy's.
When somebody tweeted out a photo of Katy Perry coming back down from the little space journey, she...
That's what it was.
For 11 minutes, they're on the ramp. 6 people, 11 minutes. She came back down. She kissed the ground. She waved her little daisy up in the air. And then Wendy's tweeted, can we send her back? And of course, it was made in jest, but obviously Katy Perry's camp didn't take it that way. So somebody from her camp issued a statement saying, or said like that it was basically disrespectful. It was blatantly inappropriate and, quote, a $1 billion brand using its platform to publicly demean a woman. So then Wendy's came out with a statement saying, we always bring a little spice to our socials, but Wendy's has a ton of respect for Katy Perry and her out of this world talent.
Out of this world talent.
They doubled down.
Listen, I think Wendy's, I think they had some grounds to be a little snarky with her, because I want to play this clip that's been going around of Katy Perry and the rest of the crew as they're getting ready to launch up into space. And to me, this is just how I know this was the most out of touch experience for a rich person to do at this point in time. So they're all getting ready to launch off into space, and it's all 6 of the crew. So it's Gail King, Lauren Sanchez, the 2 women in STEM who should have been there.
Amanda Wim, Aisha Bowe.
Absolutely. And Katy Perry, they're all standing up there and they're looking at the rocket and they're gazing up at this ship or the spacecraft that's going to take them up into space. And Katy Perry says something to the rocket that I just don't understand where it came from.
Thank you so much.
We love you.
We love you.
Bring us back safe.
We're so grateful.
We're counting on you.
We're counting on you.
We believe in you too.
Thank you for helping us heal. 3,
you're letting us heal? You're going to space for 10 minutes, girly pop.
The whole thing is just so Hollywood, I can't even believe it. And the
it was
story,
too over the top.
I'm so ready for the story to be over, but they just won't allow us to move on. And I keep seeing that clip from Gayle King on TMZ that is doubling down on this. Do you have that?
Yeah, so I have the clip from TMZ where Gayle King is being interviewed about people having all this backlash towards her. And she's saying, I don't understand it because it wasn't a ride. Like, this was genuinely something we had to work at.
I really resent that people are calling it a ride. We duplicated the trajectory of Alan Shepard's flight back in the day. No one called that a ride. A ride sounds frivolous. It sounds insignificant. This was a bona fide flight. So, you know, I say, have you been to space? Have you seen what Blue Origin does to get these machines up, get them up and get them down with the precision that they do? I'm sorry there are haters. There's always going to be haters.
Yeah, I'm going to be one of them.
No, but, oh, wait, let's be honest. You're about to go on a rocket.
Yes.
Into like on, we're not going to say space, but on the cusp of space. I mean, she does have a point. It's not like a ride at Disney. Like, there are, and I'm sure they signed a lot of waivers. We weren't in any of, like, the pre-shuttle meetings. There is a level of danger there.
That doesn't mean that you're, all you were was a passenger.
For sure.
It was strictly a ride. So it's no different than me playing some kind of NASCAR game on Xbox and saying, oh my God, well, I did the exact same course as Jeff Gordon. So I did not take a ride.
Okay. I think them and going on the Blue Origin flight, a little more dangerous than you sitting in a chair playing a NASCAR
game. Just call it what it is. I mean, I take a ride. I am a passenger on a plane.
Yes.
That's pretty dangerous also.
Now, and I do agree with you to some extent. I do think it's a little more dangerous to go on a Blue Origin flight than it is to go on a Delta flight.
Sure, but I mean, that's not really what we're debating here. We're debating, are you a passenger or a... And you just took a ride, which is all they did.
And this is where I think it's getting like, because of that double down. And I do. I agree with you to an extent. I feel like they are making it a bigger deal. I actually do think it's a significant deal. I'm not going to get on a blue or I'm not getting on a rocket ship. I'm not going up to the cusp of space. I'm not risking all that because I know like the potential dangers, which I think are like slightly more significant than riding your car down the highway or riding in a plane. I get all that, but they have inflated it so much that it's so easy to come down and dismiss them. Do I think they're astronauts? No. Do I think they're passengers on a Blue Origin flight that did all the work for them? Yes. Do I still think there's a level of danger there and that it is still somewhat commendable that they did it? Yes. Do I think this was a huge step for female kind and for feminism? No. But do I still think it was cool? Yes. Do I think it's awesome that Amanda Nguyen got to have her redemption arc? Yes. Do I think it's cool that Aisha Bowe got to do this? Yes. Do I agree with everything Katy Perry said? Absolutely not. That woman's insane.
Yeah, but we're... Again, we're watering down what the debate is. It's a ride. It's a passenger. She's a passenger. That's it.
I wouldn't do it. And I tell you this, Gayle King, I love her. She can say what she wants, but looking at her face, I know that deep down, she said, as a black woman, I have no business here.
She was terrified.
Yeah, no business.
And it's funny because I was looking at a poll this morning, and most people still wouldn't take that flight for fear. Because it is. It's risky, for sure. Yeah. I would definitely do it.
Of course you would.
I would do it.
Sure.
I would absolutely do it, too.
For sure.
Okay.
To see the world from upside. Yeah. Yeah. 11, yeah. I got 11 minutes.
So you admit, it's pretty cool.
Nice. No,
yeah.
Cool. It is cool.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
To ride a spacecraft.
Yes.
To be a passenger on a spacecraft.
Yeah.
It's cool. Definitely cool.
Uh-huh.
It's not groundbreaking.
No, it's not.
No different than me taking a flight to Albuquerque.
Well, it's a little different.
It's a little different.
It's still pretty scary.
My life. I'm a passenger.
No.
I'm just a passenger.
Let's go. I'm going to pull the odds of you dying in a Blue Origin space shuttle and dying on a flight to Albuquerque.
I'm just saying the definition is the same. It's a passenger. It is a ride. That's all I am saying.
I don't know if that's the same definition.
A passenger in a car and a passenger on a spaceship. Two different passengers.
Sure, you got more risk on a spacecraft, for sure. But it still is a ride. You are a passenger. You are not an astronaut.
Well,
and I am not a pilot.
You know what? Next time we go to Disney and I go on Space Mountain, I'm telling everybody when I get off that I'm a freaking astronaut.
You're going to come off and kiss the ground.
Yes, I'm going to hold up my daisies.
Sing that Louis Armstrong song.
Kiss the ground when you get off. All right, since we're finally going to put the story to bed, once again, shout out Aisha Aisha Beau and Amanda Nguyen, the two women that should have gone to space. All right, fans of this up-and-coming pop girly are furious she's collaborating with Morgan Wallen. I'll give you the details on that drama on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
I don't know if y'all remember that show Pros versus Joes, but it was a show... Do you remember this?
Yes!
I used to love this show.
Was this a Shaq show?
No.
Because he did something similar.
I don't think, but he did do something similar. But it was a show where they would take like professional athletes, sometimes former professional athletes, sometimes current, and they would put them up against average people who did not play sports athletes professionally, but thought that they could compete with a professional athlete. And so they would go out there and compete one-on-one, and you would just get to see the difference in levels. And normally, I enjoyed it because these people ask for it. They would, you know, they would want to compete against high-level athletes. But in this case, these poor people did not ask for this, but boy, did they get it. So Shelly Ann Fraser-Pryce is an 8-time Olympic medalist who runs for Jamaica, and she is incredible. I mean, she has been sprinting with the best in the world for years, and she's always placed like 1, 2, or 3. Like, she's incredible. World-class athlete, one of the best of all time.
I think the 8 medals accounts for that.
Exactly. So she had there was like a parents' race for students at a school where I guess all of the parents were coming to race. And for their children at the school.
Was her kid at the school?
Her kid was at the school. Right. So she happens to be one of the parents that are showing up to this parent race.
So it's kind of like a field day with parents, and they're doing like different activities and like just competing against each other.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So obviously, I can't imagine what you felt as a parent when you showed up to this race and you saw Shelly there ready to compete with you. But I guess at that point, she has a decision to make. Like, we all know you're going to win. Yeah. That's not the question here. But how hard are you really supposed to go against these parents?
You go hard.
I don't think anybody expected this. She was out there stretching, warming up, doing drills like right before they were about to run. And you could tell off the first step. I mean, somebody did a screenshot of the first step out the gate. She was already like 5 yards ahead of everybody. And at that point, I think everybody knew. Oh, she came to race.
Yeah.
And they got like a sky view, an aerial view of this race. And when I tell y'all, she demolished these parents, like she held no punches.
Well, yeah, because she has 8 medals in the Olympics.
So people started saying like, okay, hold up. Did she have to really go that? I mean, literally, as she's finishing, they look like they barely started. And they run in full speed. They are giving their absolute best. And she just smokes them. To the point where people were like, Shelly, come on, you didn't have to go that hard. So many people said something about it that it ended up going viral. And somebody got a hold of her at one of her races and asked her, why did you do that?
I saw some video a moment ago. We showed it to America. I thought I was dreaming. You actually went out and ran against other parents at Zion's school meet, and you did that to them?
Yes, why not? I'm a parent.
Why not? You're the mommy rocket. Are you kidding me?
It's a parent race, so I showed up for the parent race.
And I'm sure they were all glad to see you leave after you beat them like that, right?
Well, honestly, I wasn't planning on running, but then my son and my husband didn't show up like we planned, so I had to show up.
Kudos to her. I would have done the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not mad at her at all.
I just assume every woman in Jamaica can run fast because it feels like every time I watch the Olympics, they come in first, second, and third place.
Oh, in spring, Jamaica is always in there.
So you don't ever know who was in the field in that class. But also, I think maybe because there's just a mentality that comes along with being a champion like that. I mean, Michael Jordan was the exact same way.
Yeah.
Anything this dude competed in, he had to be the absolute best in. So Jordan would probably do the same thing if his kid was going to school. He'd score 75 on the rest of the fams.
And I also think it's good for the people who genuinely believe that they can get out there and do something with an Olympic athlete. If that doesn't show you,
right.
I don't know what will.
Right. All right. In a couple of minutes, we're going to break out the bunny cam here. What were you saying off the air about your experience with bunnies in college? Can you say it on the air?
Oh, my God. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. This is a fever dream of a story. My sophomore year of college was an absolute fever dream because my roommate that moved into my sorority house made me live with a bunny for about 6 months. So I had a room to myself in my sorority house that I lived in when I was a sophomore because my roommate had gotten kicked out for doing illegal substances. And I had a room to myself, but it got around to the freshman class that there was an open spot in the house. There's a very coveted thing to get to live there because, you know, you get to be close to all the meals. It's like a fun, like girly thing to do. And I was trying to keep it on the DL. I was like, I have this room to myself. I don't want anyone to know. So somehow it gets to this freshman girl who had moved from out of state. And she moved in one day, and I was already kind of like feeling some type of way about it because I'm like, I don't have a roommate. I got to live with a freshman.
And you don't really know her because you're...
And I don't know her, yeah. So it's like a whole thing. And then all of a sudden, I'm in the lobby or the foyer of our house, and my little comes up to me, and she goes, have you met your third roommate? And I go, oh, no, 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 no. Like, one was enough. Like, I'm already living with a freshman. I don't know this girl. Like, what's going on? She goes, no, like, you need to go inside and meet Lily. So I go down to my sorority house room. There's a bunny in my room. And I go, no, no, like, you can't just bring a bunny into like a house. You can't just have an animal in, like, I'm the house manager. We live across the hall from the house mom. Like, this is illegal. So I go across the hall to the house mom, Susan. I go, Susie, hey, have you seen the rodent across the hall? And she goes, yeah, she's not supposed to do that, but like, I can't really do anything about it. So I had to live with this rabbit for 6 months. And I don't know if you know anything about rabbits, but they're nocturnal. So it would be the middle of the night and I would just hear... So I had to, she put it in the closet at one point. We could still hear it in the closet. I was worried the bunny was going to suffocate because it was in the closet. Then I made her keep it in the bathroom. Then at one point, the bunny got out of its cage and then showered with me. Thank God. I moved rooms about 6 months later because I couldn't hold up with a Peter Rabbit for that long.
I would like to correct one thing you said. What an insult. Rabbits are not rodents.
Yeah, they're not.
Just so you know. No, they are not.
They're, what, marsupials? What are they?
I don't know what they are, but they're not rodents.
Well, we'll have the Georgia House Rabbit Society clarify for us.
I will say these are a lot cuter than the ones I had in that room.
We have a whole bunch of rabbits in here. We're going to fire up the rabbit cam here. If you just need a brief smile this morning, these are the cutest rabbits. I'm so distracted, man.
They're only 3 months old, but they're huge.
The Georgia House Rabbit Society brought them in today. We'll discuss and we'll open up the bunny cam next on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Just below her Gracie Award that she just won. which is given out to, I mean, it's one of the most prestigious awards you can give to a woman in media that Kristen just got. Just below that is this gift right here. You were right. I was wrong.
The bunny cam. The bunny cam is live at the Burt Show's Facebook page. We currently have the cutest, the biggest, the fluffiest bunny babies. These babies are only 3 months old, but they are chunkers.
They are big.
big babies.
And they're so fluffy and they smell good. I don't know why I assumed that rabbits were going to stank.
I was surprised by that too, because my one memory from college is that it was kind of a stinky situation. These are the most perfumed, sweet smelling little bunnies.
Yeah, Georgia House Rabbit Society, grab a mic.
Jennifer, right?
Yeah. Did you guys give them baths prior to showing up today for Good Friday?
Absolutely not.
Really? Oh. This is the way they smell.
Yeah, you can never bathe a bunny.
You can't.
Mm-mm.
Do they clean themselves like a cat?
Yes, they're like a cat. They clean themselves.
Okay, I got questions here.
Have a seat, girl.
Yeah, we're going to be here for a second.
Here we go.
Because I think I'm giving in here. Amanda and I have been talking about getting her son...
Look at my face.
A rabbit for like a long time.
Really?
And I fought her and fought her. If it's going to be a cat, was it going to be a rat? I'm like, no, man, we don't even live together yet. So really what you're saying is I'm getting a cat or I'm getting a rabbit. So I'm not even considering. No, no, no. And then Georgia House Rabbit Society walks in here today and I just held one and I'm like, okay, maybe we could take him down there on Saturday and just look at him. Like a cat won't. We're just going to look at him. So these are all for sale or adopted?
They're available for adoption. And Bert, you're looking a little defeated with your no's.
Yeah.
Like you're saying that, but your face is saying something else.
Well, after you just told me how low maintenance they are, so let's talk about adoption.
Okay.
Because if they truly are that low maintenance, I think this is probably We say the same thing around Christmas when people bring puppies into the house because it seems like a great idea and it's Christmas time. And then January rolls around. And you're like, what have I done? And then you're giving the puppy back. So I don't want to fall into that situation because here we are at Easter.
Yep.
There are bunnies here.
Yep.
If I'm not fully equipped to commit to this, I'm not bringing it back. So let me be sure. So how much do they cost initially? What are the costs a month? And do they hang out just like dogs would? Like they hang out in the house and they join you on the couch and all that?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for saying that if you're going to do it, you're going to commit to it. This, you know, we live in a disposable pet society and it's just horrible. Rabbits are, they're amazing pets. They're actually the third most popular pet right behind dogs and cats. Sadly, of course, that makes them also the most discarded and euthanized pet. And rabbits are dumped outside to fend for themselves more than cats and dogs because people just assume, oh, it's a rabbit. It'll be fine outside. But these are domestic prey animals, so that is definitely not the case. All of our rabbits that are available for adoption are spayed or neutered. They're vaccinated against the rabbit hemorrhagic disease, which is a whole other thing.
What is that?
That just happened a few years ago. It's like bunny Ebola. So all of our bunnies are vaccinated and microchipped. So we do a lot of education on the front side of the adoption process, so that way if there is anything that's going to be a deal breaker, you know before you make the commitment. And we also always take our rabbits back. So you have a safety net if you adopt from us. If something happens, something that, you know, you can't fathom and you just physically or financially can't care for the rabbit anymore, it can always come back to us.
All right, sell against me here because I don't know anything about the industry. I don't know if people are like, you shouldn't bring rabbits into your house. Is there a contingent of people that say that it's inhumane somehow, some way?
No. I mean, yeah, I'm sure there is. But honestly, those people probably still think it's okay to have a dog tethered in their backyard, you know, I feel like if you are an animal lover, you want it to be in your home as part of your family, which is exactly what they should be. Rabbits have the mental capability of like a four-year-old child. So they're very, very smart. They can be litter trained and they will absolutely become a part of your family.
We were talking earlier because these bunnies, they're baby rabbits. They're little bunnies. Well, they're not little. They're bunnies. They're only 3 months old, but these are some big bunnies. So obviously, like there are different types of, you know, breeds of dogs. I'm sure there's different types of rabbits. And you were telling me something off air that I want you to share here. There is a reason why these bunnies are so big and what type of bunny they are.
Yeah, sadly, these are New Zealand's. And those are commonly known as meat rabbits. Sadly, you know, here in the United States, you would never think to eat a cat or a dog, but people still raise rabbits to eat, which, you know, obviously we find very offensive. As do they.
Yes.
But these rabbits are New Zealand's. They get big very young, which is why they're so...
They get big young, but they're not going to get much bigger than this?
They'll get a little bit bigger.
Okay.
Maybe a couple more pounds, but they're only 3 and 3.5 months old. So, you know, for someone that was going to raise them for... The unfathomable reason, you know, they do get big quick.
Gotcha.
And I got this English bulldog that came off of a farm a year ago, and she's just such a buzzkill. And I think it's because she's just blah most of the time. And I think it's because it's such a different environment than what she's used to. So I wonder, or maybe I'm just making excuses for getting a rabbit. Uh-huh. If I bring it into the house, it would make Franny happier too.
Oh, then you can have a whole Instagram page, Franny and the Rabbit.
That's kind of fire.
That is a Pixar movie waiting to happen. Do rabbits get along well with other types of animals? Like, would they be good in a cat home or a dog home?
Yes, as long as the dog or the cat doesn't have a high prey drive. So, you know, if you have like a greyhound, definitely not.
Right.
Any kind of terrier mix, not so much.
But a bulldog?
I mean, if it's as lazy as Bert says, maybe so.
I took her to a dog park for the first time yesterday. She couldn't care less about other dogs. Nothing. I bring her in there and she's like, why are we here? This is stupid. All right. So promote where you're at again. And because you can adopt them this weekend. Right?
Yeah, so everything starts on our website, houserabbitga.com. We do have a 12-page presentation that's kind of the lowdown, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Yeah. And if you read that and you still think, you know what? a rabbit could be for us, then absolutely. HouseRabbitGA.com is our website, and that's where everything starts.
Okay, and our rabbit cam, our bunny cam, mm-hmm. is alive right now.
The bunny cam is live at the Burt Show Facebook page. So if you just go to Facebook.com/TheBurtShow, you will see right there that we are live. Hit our avatar, and you will get a bird's eye view of all 8 bunnies. Benson, Shaboozy, Halsey, Lizzo, Willow, Fergie, Dolly, Alanis. They are all just chilling, having a good time in the corner of the studio right now.
So chill and cute back there.
I assure you, you check out the bunny cam, the first thing that's going to come out of your mouth is, oh, because they are so adorable.
Hey, The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The girlies are mad. The girlies are mad at Tate McRae, pop star Tate McRae, all because of a collaboration she's going to be doing with country star Morgan Wallen. I think nobody saw this coming. Of all the collaborations I could picture Morgan Wallen doing, Tate McRae is definitely up there. It's probably one of the most shocking.
Okay, so help me out here for just a second here, because the youngest of pop stars here, I'm still having a hard time identifying exactly who they are. So if you were going to draw an analogy between the current quote-unquote crop of young celebrity icons, singers, to like the Britney Spears era, who is Tate McRae?
Tate McRae, not star power-wise, but talent-wise, to me, is the equivalent of Britney Spears. Like, she's a dancer, she has these pop songs, and I'll play one for you in just a second, that, to me, sound the most like a Britney Spears song from the late 90s, early 2000s.
And who would Addison Rae be?
To me, she's Kylie Minogue. Like, okay. To she's more niche. Like, her songs are really fun and lighthearted, but I see her resonating with, like, a more niche crowd rather than, like, the masses.
Got it.
So, Tate McRae, I'll play you this song from her. It's called X's. She definitely has a Britney Spears-type sound.
For sure.
And then, for example, this is one of Morgan Wallen's most popular songs. I know that last night we lit the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. So what happens when you collide these two worlds?
You know what? I'll be honest with you. I think their PR team knows exactly what they're doing because I want to find out. You know what I mean? Because it's not one that you would ever put together. I would have never thought Tate McRae and Morgan Wallen would ever be in the same room, let alone the same recording studio. Yeah. So whatever they're going to come out with, it's going to be either a beautiful masterpiece or, you know, a song.
That's always the fascinating stories of how, like, what we would consider like a random collab, because somebody knew somebody or somebody saw somebody somewhere and there was some kind of like interaction, and all of a sudden, just like by chance, or it could be very organically, or maybe somebody did reach out. Those stories always fascinate me as to how did you two cross paths to make this collaboration happen?
This is just happening organically, but because Morgan Wallen rattled off the N-word one time and it got caught and it was recorded, and then he went to, I don't know, racist
rehab
or whatever.
I think he went in rehab for alcohol, because I think we were blaming the alcohol for some of the outbursts.
Is he still on your blacklist? Blacklist.
Oh, yeah, no,
can we not call it a blacklist?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. This is organic. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I didn't know what other word to use.
We need another name for the list.
Is he blacklisted for both of you guys?
Yes.
For me, yes.
Yeah. Yes, he is for me as well. I'm just, and it's not just that, it's the other behavior. I mean, when you also combine that with throwing the chair off the roof of that Nashville bar, et cetera. Yeah, I know people make mistakes, but also certain things go on your permanent record, like yelling the N-word. So for me, and I'm not a fan of country music. Like, that's not my genre. That's not something I enjoy or jam out to each their own. That's why we have all different types of genres of music. So I'm not going to have a lot of forgiveness for him because I was never a fan to begin with.
Mm. Yeah, and for me, I mean, racist remarks typically do go on your resume forever, but I do think people can evolve, but his actions don't show me that at all. I don't feel like he really is remorseful for the things he said. I think, if anything, he's more remorseful that he got caught, but not that he said it.
What makes you say that, though? What have you seen from him since then to make you go like, he's not remorseful about it?
His attitude at Saturday Night Live.
So that wasn't racially based.
No, it's not all racially, though. It's just his actions, period. It doesn't give me that he is a person that is looking at himself saying, okay, you know, I've said some things and done some things that may have hurt more than black people, just people, period, in the past, and I'm working on being better. He just continues to put himself, or at least find himself, in situations where he doesn't seem to care.
It's like man diva behavior.
Exactly.
Well, Addison Rae, speaking of her, she actually came out with a brand new song today. It's called Headphones. Addison Rae has really surprised me because she started off as like this random college girl from LSU that just did like TikTok dances, and she joined the Hype House, which was this big like TikTok influencer house back in the day during the pandemic. And she's really put out some bangers recently to where, you know, if they come up on my playlist, like I'm not skipping them. So that's the latest from her, and she's really, really killing it. But to me, she's kind of like the Kylie Minogue, like a little bit more niche than a Britney Spears. Okay, Khloe Kardashian, she will not let her kids go to sleepovers all because of this one thing she watches. It's on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
Hey, The Burt Show.